الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We praise Him. We seek His help. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves. Whom Allah guides, there is none who can lead him astray. And whom Allah leads to stray, there is none who can guide him aright. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah alone and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and his angels send blessings upon the Prophet. O ye who believe, ask blessings upon him and greet him with a worthy greeting. Amma ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, today I would like to share with you some ayat from Surah Al-Araf, ayahs 94 through 101, in where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa ma arsalna fi qaryatin min nabiyyin illa akhadna ahlaha bi-ba'sa'i wad-dura'i la'allahum yadarrun. Thumma badalna makana sayatil hasanata hatta afaw qalu. قالوا قد مساء أباءنا دراء والسراء فأخذناهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا أفأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون أفآمن أهل القرى أياتيهم بأسنا بياتا وهم لا نائمون أوآمن أهل القرى أياتيهم بأسنا دحا وهم يلعبون أفآمنوا مكر الله فلا يأمن مكر الله إلا القوم الخاسرون صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, whenever we sent a prophet to a town, we took up its people in suffering and adversity in order that they might learn humility. Then we changed their suffering into prosperity until they grew and multiplied and began to say, our fathers too were touched by suffering and affluence. Behold, we called them to account of a sudden while they realized not their peril. If the people of the town had but believed and feared Allah, we should indeed have opened out to them all kinds of blessings from the heaven and the earth, but they rejected the truth, and we seized them for their misdeeds. Did the people of the towns feel secure against the coming of our wrath by night while they were asleep? Or did they feel secure against its coming in broad daylight while they played carefree? Did they feel secure against the plan of Allah? No one can feel secure from the plan of Allah except those doomed to ruin. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a little bit of a history lesson here. He's telling us how he dealt with the people of the past to whom he sent Anbiya, prophets. He said when he sent the prophet, and the order is not significant here, Allah always tends to put the difficulty first and then the ease. He says he sends them difficulties so that they may be humbled by them. So Allah sends the prophet, Anbiya, whoever, from Adam through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the various towns, and the people there particularly goes to the richer people, because those are the people that usually have the power and the control. We see in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when some group of people came into Islam, it was because the chief of the tribe or the heads of the tribe accepted Islam, and then all the people followed. So the poor people are always ready to accept anything that gives relief to them from the oppression that they're suffering at the hands of the rich people. But it's usually the rich people that don't want to change, because they like the status quo. They like being on top, such with the Quraysh, such with the people of Pharaoh, and so forth and so on. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he sends them this difficulty and hardship so that they might be humble into humility, calling so that they would call on Allah to ease their difficulty. But they don't do that. They look at their difficulty as just a run of bad luck or freak of nature or this, that, or the other. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then after they reject that, then he gives them ease. He increases them in prosperity. He changes their condition to that of abundance, to the point where he wants them to be grateful. Can they recognize Allah and say, oh, thank you, Allah, for changing our condition, for giving us good from the difficulty we were in? No, they don't say that. What do they say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they say, our fathers too were touched with suffering and affluence. Meaning, that's just the way things go. The ups, downs, it's the vicissitudes of life, as we say. They don't give any credit for the difficulty or the ease to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They totally reject both tests that Allah gave them. They fail. They don't recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in difficulty, and they don't recognize him in ease. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when they reach this condition, these people who actually had prophets sent to them, then he sees them. He's meaning that he destroyed them while they didn't even realize the danger that they were in, because of that level of ignorance of rejecting and believing that this is just the way things are. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if these people had believed in Allah and feared Allah, he would have given them all kinds of blessings from the heaven and the earth, but they rejected, and he sees them for this rejection. So this shows us several things. One is that this is the sunnah of Allah with the people that he actually sent physical prophets to, from the Quraysh on back to the people of Nuh. We know that they rejected Prophet Nuh, preached to the people 950 years. At the end of that period of time, all the believers could get on one boat. And Allah drowned the rest of the people. The Pharaoh, we know his story. So we see here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with good and tests us with difficulty. And those people who failed the test both times were destroyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if they had believed. Now this is an important point. Because what does it mean if Allah says, if they had believed? It means they had a choice. This is where the free choice comes in the Carter. They didn't have any choice about the difficulty or the ease that Allah changed their difficulty to. But they had a choice of how they were going to perceive it. This is the choice that comes in the midst of the difficulty of the Qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is meant when the hadith says only the dua can change the Qadr. It's this part of the Qadr, the changeable part, where you have the choice of whether you're going to believe or not. And Allah said if they had believed, He would have opened all kinds of blessings on them. But they didn't believe. They chose not to. In either one of the tests. And so when they shut the door, so to speak, on Allah, Allah shut the door on them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to say, did the people of the town feel secure against our wrath by night while they were asleep? Yes, they did. They didn't even consider it. We've seen the pictures of the town of Pompeii. You ever seen those pictures where they got bodies encased in ash that were sleeping, were walking on the street, so forth? All of the people, the destruction came by night and destroyed every one of them. They didn't. If they had known, they would have made some kind of preparation, don't you think? But the people here, they're saying, we don't care. We don't believe that, you know, we're outside of the plan of Allah, because we don't even believe that the plan came from Allah. We believe that we make the plan, and in our plan, we're doing all right. So Allah says, did they feel secure from His plan while they were sleeping? And then Allah goes on to say, did they feel secure against His plan in the broad daylight while they were playing, having fun, enjoying their lives, and so forth? We can see these examples in the world today, in that the tsunami that took those people out in Sri Lanka and in the Indian Ocean there. I'm sure they were having a good time up until that wave hit. Did they feel secure from the plan of Allah? Yes. Did they feel secure when they were sleeping? Yes. Did the people in New Orleans feel secure from the plan of Allah? Yes. They said, get out. People looked at the hurricane, they saw it coming, and they said, nah, we're all right. Feeling secure from the plan of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, only the people who are doomed to ruin feel secure from the plan of Allah. So what is the plan of Allah? The overall plan of Allah is what? To admit the believers into the Jannah and to put the unbelievers into the Jahannam. This is the overall plan of Allah. You can't change that. You won't find people from the Jahannam in the Jannah until the people get shafa'ah intervention from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a hadith that says that some people will be taken out of the hellfire and put into Jannah. But generally speaking, you won't find the people of the hellfire going to the Jannah until after they've spent some time in the hellfire. And you won't find the people of the Jannah going to the hellfire at all. So this is unchangeable. But which of these places you're going to strive for is up to you. This is the part of the Qadr that you can change, that you have a choice over. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I started out by saying, gave us a history lesson here, because He's talking about people that came before us. Insha'Allah, in the second part of the khutbah, we'll talk about the people who came after these people of whom we are. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لكم ادعوا الله الحمد لله الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق من يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped there, then we could say, well, you know, this is those people. What does it mean to us? It's not, we're not those people. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't stop there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went on to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, in ayat 100 and 102 of the same surah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَلَوْ لَمْ يَخْبِ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ أَرْضًا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَهْلِهَا أَوْ لَوْ نَشَاءَ أَصَبْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَنَطْبَعُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ فِيهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ تِلْكَ الْقُرَى نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَائِهَا وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُولُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا بِمَا كَذَّبُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ كَذَلِكَ يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِ الْكَافِرِينَ. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in translation, to those who inherit the earth in succession to its previous predecessors, meaning us, among other people, is it not a guiding lesson that if we so will, we could punish you too for your sins and seal up your hearts so you could not hear? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, such were the towns whose stories we thus related to thee, meaning Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through whom we got the relation, the stories related. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there came indeed to them apostles with clear signs, but they would not believe what they had rejected before. Thus doth Allah seal up the hearts of those who reject faith. Coming to us, this is how this ayat relate to us. We are the people who inherited the earth after these people that Allah just gave us a description of. Do you feel secure from the plan of Allah? Do you feel when you go to sleep at night that you're immune from the plan of Allah? Do you feel that while you're going through your day, making your money, building your future, acquiring this and that and the other, do you feel secure from the plan of Allah? Because if you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are people who are doomed to ruin. So it is very important for us as believers to understand that these people that Allah just talked about in the previous ayat that we read, these are our warning. This is our example of what not to do. And we have to understand this as an example. Allah has given us a chance just like He gave them a chance. He's given us a chance. Here's the information. This is what happened to the people that came before you. This is how they got their hearts sealed up. Don't do this. Don't do like they do. When the truth comes to you, embrace it. When the truth comes to you, don't get lackadaisical. Don't think, oh, I'm Muslim now and I pray and I have this and that. Don't be arrogant. You must always examine your near. You must always examine the condition of your faith. You must always examine the condition of your life in this world. Because Allah will give you difficulty to test you. Just as He gave these people difficulty to make them humble, Allah will give you difficulty to see if you're still going to remain humble. Are you the same Muslim that you started out to be, or has Allah's gifts upon you raised your arrogance to the point where now you don't even feel that you're under the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except what you think you're going to do? Allah says no one knows what they will earn until the Yawm al-Qiyamah, until the Day of Judgment. So don't walk around feeling secure from the plan of Allah. The Muslim should never be that person. The believer should never be that person. He should always be in fear of the shaitan and his influences, and the fear that he may be losing sight, drifting from the sirat. And that fear will bring him to the masjid on Friday. That fear will give him, take him to his brothers and take him to the five daily prayers in Jamaat. It will make him do some nafil fasting during the week. It will make him pray nafil salat in the night. It will make him work to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he still has consciousness of the fact that he's under the plan of his Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he won't be falling into the trap that these people fell in through their disbelief. Because every time you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are in kufr. You are in kufr, because what you're saying is, Allah said, don't do this, I'm going to do it anyhow. I don't believe Allah will punish me for it. I think I can get away with this. The only thing that saves the believer is what? Tawbah. He realized, I did something wrong. I messed up. Oh Allah, please forgive me. Please forgive me for what I did. He comes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He comes back to the reality. He knows I was out there. I was disobedient, oh Allah. In that disobedience there is a level of kufr, and I don't want to be a kafir. So please Allah, forgive me for what I did. Re-acknowledging who his Lord is. Re-acknowledging that he is under the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Re-acknowledging that he's not one of the people who's doomed to ruin. Because he has taqwa of Allah. He has fear and taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these ayats in his book. He's given us so many other ones that let us know what is the end of the people, what his plan is, what his makrah is, that the righteous people should be in the Jannah, and that the unrighteous people and unbelievers should be in the Jahannam. No question. He's given us those. But we are human beings. We forget. We get lazy. And that laziness and forgetfulness is the peril of our lives and the peril of our nets. So the believer must always be vigilant, and you need help. You cannot be vigilant just on your own. If you're in the land of the enemy and you walk through there by yourself, you're vulnerable to be destroyed. But if you go with a group and you set out some guards at night to make sure to wake you up if there's something coming down on you, this is vigilance. This is why you can't just do it by yourself. You need some help. You need somebody to help you and remind you and to encourage you and to bring you back to the book of Allah and the guidance of his prophets. May Allah be pleased with all of them. And this is what Islam came to do. So inshallah, may Allah help us to be in remembrance of his plan. And may Allah help us to know that we want to be in that part of the plan of Allah that places us in the Jannah. And we want to avoid that part of the plan of Allah that puts people into the Jahannam. Allahumma akfir li muslimina wa muslimat. Al-mu'minina wa mu'minat. Al-afyahi minhum wa al-amwat. Innaka sami'un qaribun mujibu da'wati ya rabbal alameen. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لتخلف الميعاد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقيموا الصلاة